Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Insight into Healing. My name is Alexa Servo-Didio, and I'm your host, and I'm so excited to be back on the air with all of you. And we have such exciting shows coming up. Well, tonight's show, our guest is Kellyanne. She's a spiritually inspired visionary. As a producer, artist, and founder of Stargate Alliance Films and Media, she hopes to inspire humanity through offering alternative visions, information, and empowering tools for self, as well as for global soul transformation. It is her dream to offer herself as an instrument for the betterment of humanity and uplifting of consciousness on the planet. She says her deep, heartfelt connection with Source is the driving force and fuel in everything she co-creates and insists in bringing forth. Welcome to Insight into Healing. Just so excited to have you tonight with us.
Thank you for having me. Me too.
Yes. So tell us how you got started and what your journey has been like for you.
Well, it's been, a very mysterious and wonderful development. You know, it began late in my life, my journey with music. And my journey with healing started, the deep healing, trauma healing, started right after my divorce began, a separation, back in 2003. And then I went into my higher education and did the master's program in spiritual psychology, and that healed any trauma and anything that I had to still uncover and heal. Since your show is about healing, I think that is a manifestation. When you have these blocks, right, it doesn't allow you to come to the fullness of your expression. So at the end of that program, it was a two-year master's program, it was transforming, and my whole life just, it's like the red, spiritual red carpet rolled, and all these wonderful things manifested. And I became a producer, and the music came through. It was very powerful, but it's very complex because I was also a very mystic child, and I prayed a lot. I was always curious about spirituality, and I explored a lot of different philosophies growing up. I wasn't a traditional teenager, per se. I was always reading and always reading philosophies and spirituality. I even did some hands-on healing in my teens, and I used to remove people's headaches and pain from their bodies. I just came with a definite sense of destiny for facilitating healing and to do work in the world that is inspiring people to believe and to give hope, to feel hopeful, to believe in themselves, and things like that.
Which is so important, because trauma, as we know, can be so crippling, so has such an impact on ourselves, on our mind, our body, and soul. And I find it so important to have guests like you on my show to be able to bring forth inspiration and hope. And so many times we don't know why these horrific things happen in one's life. But I think it's so important to be able to see that light at the end of the tunnel, even though you might not believe it right away or you might not have the energy to work towards it, but to know that something beautiful can come out of it. And I find so many times people can use their trauma once they begin the healing process to really find out more about themselves. But then it becomes so empowering. You want to share it with the community. You want to share it with the world and give back so others know this wonderful gift that you've given yourself, that you can also teach others, that they have it in themselves to begin this healing process and to thrive and not just survive.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's a very different existence, right?
Yes. And we all go through different things, you know, with divorce, loss of a job, loss of a family member, different things that happen in life. And so many times when we listen to social media or we are the TV or films, we don't realize that people are human. And yes, we might see someone who's very successful, but to also know that they had to work for it. And it just because there's been trauma or loss or any type of abuse or addiction in one's life does not mean that you can't be successful and heal forward through it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And also, like you said, when you see people who look like they have everything and they're famous, and we all know the tragedies and terrible things that, you know, these people also go through. Pain is pain, regardless of your status in the world, and trauma, you know, and issues of insecurity, abandonment, they exist in every level of society. And to not mistake, you know, fame or success mm-hmm. with happiness, because it isn't. Yeah, you have to do the work.
It's important to bring up these topics of divorce, of abandonment. We've all been through different issues in our life, and I think so many times we're told not to discuss it, not to, you know, have it be a discussion, only be positive and only speak about happy things. But yes, to some level that's great to inspire others that way, but I think through our own pain we're able to also inspire people, but also be able to let them know they're not alone, and it's okay to say, hey, I went through a divorce, hey, I've been through a loss, I've lost my job, I suffer from depression, I suffer from anxiety. So we can really start, you know, connecting as a community and not feel so separate by our different pains and our different life journeys that we're all on.
Absolutely. It's very valuable. It's good not to stay in it and stuck on it and rolling on it. You know, we bring it up, mention, but we also have to stay focused on the transformation, on the future, on the positive thinking. Yeah, but we have to honor the struggles that motivated us to look into those things and heal. It's a balance, right? It's a balancing act.
Yes.
We don't overindulge in victimization. That's definitely, I'm allergic to the concept of feeling like a victim, or
yes.
I just think it's very detrimental to life to believe that you are a victim. You have to. My belief is that you should feel you to be a hero, you know,
yes.
instead of a victim. You are courageous, resourceful, and you know, you have to believe that, you know, those struggles did not make you a victim. They are just opportunities for you to rise and lift your, you know, light sword and say, that is not going to define me, because
Absolutely.
That's going to make me stronger and wiser, right?
Yes. Yes. These are, you know, things that have happened to us, but they are not us. They are not of us. They are not our characteristics. They are not things that
yes.
we behold, like, you know, I'm a female, I have blonde hair, I have, you know, blue eyes. That is who I am. But what has happened to me in our lives is not who our personality is not what we identify as. Yes, we're not going to deny it, because that's the other extreme. You know, sometimes people say, I just won't believe it happened, or I just won't speak about it, and thinks that it goes away. But it's finding that balance and also finding the right community, the right team to facilitate that journey. So many times people feel like they have to, you know, they've gone through the trauma alone. You don't have to go through the healing alone. It's finding, always say, your tribe, your group of professionals, your group of community, your peers, of colleagues that help you start to go through that journey, but also find the beauty in yourself and really acknowledge and honor the strength that each one of us have.
Oh my gosh, so true. And I like that you brought community and finding a tribe and your support group. It's so true how important that is. It's one of the most healing things to be able to feel the support of those who love you and create this environment for your own healing, and look for the right people if you don't have a community around. there's groups, there's support groups, there's all kinds of things happening. And I'm a therapist as well, and I'm a soul coach. So I hold a lot of community gatherings. You know, some of them are co-ed and some are for women only. Because, you know, it's about my specialty is really to inspire women to embody their own divine authority. This is one of my favorite things because I feel this sense of feeling less than was created through the last 8,000 years of institutionalized religion that have extricated women from a position of authority for the most part, as if we're not good enough for God. And I really like to bring that up on my conversations because, you know, a lot of my healing groups with women, that stuff comes up. And, you know, by finding support groups and meditating together and creating a sacred space or a time during the week where you meet or once a month, whatever works on your schedule to meet these people and support one another in healing, clearing the program, right?
Yes. And it's important,
so powerful,
what you just said about God and about women and not being good enough, not being this in, you know, institutionalized religion, which I agree. I mean, I've grown up Catholic, Christian. I'm of both faiths. I don't feel that we have to choose one and that's what we have to do. I believe God is our God. He is our higher power. It is our what we believe in and what thrives with us. And I think it's important to not look at it as I'm not good enough, I'm being punished. Who would want to be, you know, who would feel comfortable opening up to a God like that? Yes, there's consequences for some behaviors, but I think it's about finding and looking at that God as a loving God, as a God that loves you and created you and knows how much beauty is in you and wants you to have that peace, which is so mm-hmm. important. And I think finding that community that shares that. Mm-hmm. And yes, sometimes someone's own family can't be that community, and that you have mm-hmm. the empowerment, the strength to find that community outside. And that's good too. That's a really empowering group to create your own. You have the power now.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's fundamental.
How have you found it when you're working with clients, with people in your groups? What comes up usually? How does that work look like for you when you're working with clients?
Well, you know, usually these circles, they're called sacred circles, they have a theme, you know. Sometimes we explore self-inquiry. For example, on a self-inquiry group, we're looking at our thought patterns and thought forms and taking an opportunity to reframe our belief systems that have been handed down, that are not something we reached based on an open-minded or open-hearted approach to it. It's mostly subconscious. A lot of the time, subconsciously running our lives, and they need to be dug out, brought to light, and then we reframe it. It's reframing our belief systems that it's like changing the oil on your car engine, you know. You can't just add new oil. You have to take that gunk, the burned out oil out. You got to leak it out, take it out of the car. And then you put the new thought forms and belief systems in its place. So it's a very interesting process. There is, you know, sometimes we can sit for 7 hours. You know, there's breaks, of course, but 7-8 hours, sometimes 10 hours. And it's, you know, and the theme is running, you know. If it's a reclaiming of your divine authority, then, you know, it's a complex preparation. I prepare for several days before I meet with them, and I have a long hours of, you know, I use guided meditation, affirmations, and exercises and experiential connection, like I pair people up, and there's eye gazing. There's a lot that comes out. Sometimes tears just come, and we hold space for that person without victimizing them, we open space for them to share, you know, and then everybody, you know, it's like a collective contribution. Everybody brings up a little healing piece for what's happening. And in the end, you know, sometimes there is not much drama. It's just the feeling of celebration at the end when we feel like, wow, this is so incredible. I feel so renewed, you know, and refreshed and refueled, you know, and nourished. Yeah. It just
and the releasing,
to walk. Yeah.
The releasing mm-hmm. of that emotional weight. So many mm-hmm. times we don't realize how much emotional weight that we carry around with us. And it's important to have that place where you can release it. And then also celebrate and acknowledge how incredible you are as a person to be able to release it. It's just sometimes
yeah.
it's not easy to get to that point and to be around others that understand how that journey is of releasing and almost like a rebirthing of who you are and what you're going to be outside of maybe that those core beliefs that I always say the untruths that we were believing as truths throughout our life and being able to release the untruths and then define the truths about ourselves and what we want our life to look like moving forward on this day and saying, wow, these are the people I want around me and this is the truth of who I am and what my experience is.
That's right. That's right. Truth is relative. There's no absolute truth in a sense. It's relative to, you know, who you are, where you are, what you want from life, you know, but it's important for us to find what is now true for us and not rely on, you know, on handed down misinterpretations of reality and trauma to run your life without looking at what those experiences have subliminally made you believe that is really detrimental to your growth and progress in life. Because those beliefs are running on the subconscious level, right?
Absolutely. I really believe, too, also, as it sounds like with you, you need an outlet to be able to express it, to release it. Music, art, talk shows, different television, film, all different ways of being able to express it and finding your niche of what is yours. How did you know music, film, all of this, would be your way of expressing yourself and that you would be so successful at it?
I didn't. it just evolved, you know. And I remember when I was in my first year of my master's program, which is a profound program I recommend anybody to take, and now they are offering a worldwide online program. My teachers, Ron and Mary Holnick, because they're going to retire very soon. And they wanted this to continue. They've been around for 36 years, University of Santa Monica. Very,
wow.
very unique healing program. I feel like when you go to a spiritual psychology program, you really graduate in loving yourself and others. And you heal, of course, everybody. Some people do the second year two or three times, you know, until they get it right. But, you know, it's whatever level from where you start, where do you want to be, you know, but healing relationships that are broken is part of the program. And daring to try that one thing that you always dreamed of that you never thought you would be able to do or be good enough at it. So I wrote this living vision at the end of the first year to go into a meditative state, you know, whatever feels like connects you to your higher self, your higher power, to spirit, whatever you want to call it. You know, and I prayed and meditated. I lit an incense. I love incense and a candle. And then I got this vision of myself creating documentaries and conscious media that reaches a lot of people and brings them a new voice, a new reality, new potentials, and you know, reframes what we've been accustomed to believe is the reality. You know, I just had this wow, and I was a documentary aficionado, and that unfolded into me being invited within 3 months of writing my living vision to do the documentary Secrets of Love. And at the time, I didn't even link because I wrote the living vision like 3 months ago, and all of it, that was just something. I was like, wow, this is amazing, you know, is that what I would like to do? And all of a sudden, everything just kept happening. The serendipities and synchronicities were so many. It's
yes.
unbelievable. And how
yes.
when you're
I always
ready
find
and
when
you
you're
surrender.
On the right path, when you start going on your right path, God starts opening these doors and it just starts flowing. And sometimes
yeah.
I would say don't force it. But when you start seeing doors opening, you say and it being saying, wow, this is kind of leading to this, to this, to this. That's your path. That's how it's saying, wow, this is my gift. This is what brings me passion. This is what brings
mm-hmm.
me the joy to keep moving forward. And it's also very healing for yourself and those around you.
Mm-hmm. I feel like one of the things that are very valuable to understand, at least for me, I feel that some people try so hard to be successful and they never get there. I said, try to make your success something that benefits others, and the
yes.
universe will come to your rescue. If your success is only focused on your enhancement and your money and your wealth, you know, some people manage to get there, you know, and but maybe they're not so happy. I
yes.
think, you know, if you shift the focus that you, whatever your wealth and richness and success is, it works for all and it benefits others. The universe comes quickly to help you out. That's my experience.
Yes.
If honestly, sincerely, authentically,
absolutely.
You want
absolutely.
To help not just yourself. The I call it the spiritual red carpet rolls in front of you. And that's
I love
how
it.
I felt it happened for me.
I love it. I love that, the spiritual red carpet. It's so true. You know, when you're not focusing about you, yes, it starts sometimes from our own journeys and what has, you know, maybe hurt us in our life, and we want to heal from it. And then we have this, it's almost like a stirring passion. It's a calling
mm-hmm.
that comes
mm-hmm.
and says, I have to share this. I have to share. Yes, it's my story, but it turns into more of, every time you speak to someone who's like, wow, I heard that. That helped me think of this. Boom, 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 boom. And you see this other
mm-hmm.
person light up. You see this other person
mm-hmm.
have that moment of healing or empowerment. It's almost you can't even put it into words. It's that, wow, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. This is what life is all about. This is what humanity is all about. And it really starts showing the beauty that's within all of us. And when we have that, when we look at that lens, instead of the trauma lens, we realize we can say, wow, life is beautiful. Yes, things happen, but life is also beautiful. We don't always have to look at that gray lens and look at the beauty and have that hope, because I find hope and being excited and having that peace is really important for each one of us to keep putting one foot in front of the other. How does one find, my listeners, find your music, find the work that you do? Because it's just been so empowering for you, and I can imagine for everybody else around you.
Mm-hmm. Well, my music website is kaliani.com, very straightforward, K-A-L-I-Y-A-N-I. And my production work is on stargatealliance.net, and you can find the documentary there, the films, and the music has been placed in one of the films as well. So it's been fun and beautiful, and I'm just flowing with whatever the universe brings, you know.
Yes.
So check it out.
Absolutely. How long does it take you to produce your music, to produce a song, a set? Does it something that comes kind of in a flowing manner? Does it take time? What is it like for you?
It does take time for me. I'm somebody who likes to work on a slow pace. I'm never in a hurry to release anything or until it feels right, you know. And you know, I'm also I have a lot of hats I wear, so I'm not just completely focused on the one thing. I have other things I'm doing, and also a family and everything that, you know, usually everybody has to deal with as well. So and I'm involved in every aspect of it. You know, I'm involved in, I co-produce it, I co-direct it. I'm usually the creative director. I'm the conceptualizer. I have the idea, and then, you know, sometimes it can be done quickly, and sometimes, but most of my work, especially the music and the producing of the music video, because I'm a singles artist, so instead of creating a CD, with a lot of songs. I just do something that's really calling me one at a time, and I release a music video with each one. So this is my mode. I don't want to fit into anything that existed before. I don't really, this is not my only thing, and it's like when it is authentic. It's a calling. So each, I only released 3 songs and 3 music videos, and this last one is the one about the world, about, you know, growing aware of our influence in the planet and how to not mess it up anymore and how to help clean it up. So it's about environment and climate change, and it was inspired by this wonderful nonprofit organization that was spearheaded by the famous, wonderful humanitarian Ken Cragen and Neil Morgan, the CEO. I'll put a link on my Facebook page so everybody can see. But it's a wonderful, inspiring project. This is the first time I actually am singing in English. But they asked me to create a song for them, and I did. Wow. And I'm going to let them license it for free if they want to use it in their organization.
Powerful.
And, yeah.
And I love it. I love that you wear so many different hats and that you put it all together. Because I find so many times people want us to, each person fit into one box and one title and one role. And I myself don't believe in that. I like to wear different hats too. And I think that's what makes each one of us unique. And that's how we don't put ourselves in one box. We keep it open and see what the world brings to us, see what God puts in our path. And then we follow that journey because we never know when we're not putting restraints on ourselves. The beauty that comes out is so empowering. We're almost at the end of the show, and I really just wanted to thank you once again for coming on and sharing your story and sharing your work and all the work that you do for everybody around the world. It's just so incredible.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Absolutely. And everyone, please check out her Facebook page. Please check out her links. I will also have all of them on the promo and also on the web page for Insight into Healing, Ask Alexa Therapy, so everyone can follow up on it. Everyone, thank you so much for tuning in. If you have any questions, please send an email to insightintohealing@gmail.com. Everyone, have a good night, and God bless.